this is Betsy Foldesmeyman, producer of ConnectiPod. My fellow co-founder Andrea Longoria Lopez and I are so excited to bring you the third season of Changing the Narrative. Changing the Narrative, Unhoused Youth. We explore with our podcasters what the media gets right, what they get wrong, and what's just plain missing from the story. We explore how the dominant narrative affects the communities and their interaction with the world, and more importantly, how that single story affects the podcaster's perception of themselves. Then we collaborate with our podcasters to create a more nuanced and accurate version. By owning your own story, you shape your own narrative. We grow into our capacity and find our own place in the world. And that's what we want for the youth that we work with. For our 2021 season, Changing the Narrative, Unhoused Youth, we will be working with the Transitional Aged Youth, or TAY, T-A-Y, ages 14 through 24, who utilize the resources of the Village Family Services Drop-In Center in North Hollywood, California. The banging in the background that you're hearing is Kenny Merrill and Kevin Kapler, assembling our audio recording lab for the project being installed on site. How lucky are we to have a former sound tech for KISS and the drummer for Rock of Ages at the Bourbon setting us up?
Whoa, everything okay?
While Kevin and Kenny were sweating over the booth on this very heat-wavy August Saturday, I had some time to prep the project with DIC staff.
Can you give me your name?
Okay, my name's Robert Villa.
This is Bobby at the front desk.
My badge, it says Robert Villa only. So, Robert Villa.
And now
Robert
in his third year of college, he is the youth peer counselor.
It's a very necessary job.
Here's Bobby with a montage of services that the DIC provides.
About 20 to 25 people a day, but because of the pandemic, we've had to limit our resources. Before, we were able to give them a place to shower. Anything, like from case management to job assistance, it's over the phone. But if they need clothes, food, to get their mail, because they can get their mail here. Sometimes we'd have a movie playing or a TV show. We'd have board games for them. But most of the time, we encourage them to be more productive, like use the computers to find work or do school. But if you just need a place to relax for a bit, no judgment, complete safe space. We even have the word safe space on our badges. We have on-staff, on-hand therapists, emergency therapists as well. Tattoo removal, it was mostly for people who were trying to get their affiliation from gangs. But for yoga, that was more of a therapeutic class. We had an LAUSD liaison that came in who, anyone who didn't finish high school or wanted to go to college, if you need resources, this is the place to be. It's satisfying work. And when I see someone succeed here, it feels really good to know that what we're doing is working. My dad and I always joke, if we did our job 100% right, we would be out of a job.
We both sounded a bit muffly because the DIC is following COVID protocol. Yeah, COVID, right? You think your 2020 is tough? How do you follow a stay-at-home order when you don't have a home? That's part of the story you're going to hear. You're going to get to know the background stories of the TAY and the challenges they face, like COVID, through interviews.
Young, they just happen to be young, but they're struggling and dealing with so much more.
This is Alejandro Soria, the director of the DIC.
Almost about 98, 99, 100% of the youth here all qualify for mental health services. There's so much trauma. There's so much, you know, and then complex trauma too, not just one lady.
There is a complexity of issues here that would buckle anyone under. And yet these kids show up to reach out, go to school, and participate in rebuilding a life. That takes courage.
Went from 12 years old where their trauma happened to 18, and you're 18, you're a man now, get out of the house. And they weren't taught to plan. They weren't taught how to appropriate social skills. They weren't taught how to, when they fall, this is how you're going to get up.
As you can hear, Alejandro is more than a mentor.
The way I measure success is very different. And that's a lesson learned here at the Drop-In Center. You know, I would love to grab them, shake them, and then all of a sudden they would believe that full-time job, full-time school, I'll do the college thing for a while, and then, yeah, it's just not going to happen like that just yet. So
he's an ally for these youth.
These are the youth we get to know from here forward. Now, they have another history. You know, many of them came from foster care. Many of them came from drug or gang families. We get to know how they get to this point. Most of the work is done here. This is where you're at in your life now. What do we do now?
Not just providing resources, but advocating for and creating opportunities to get them to take that next baby step and the next one. His insight and empathy are invaluable.
I always think it's Black and Latino kids who are homeless, you know. Mm-hmm. And In the mix, we have Black, white, Filipino, and, you know, so it is.
As we begin to unwind the layers of personal stories.
Really successful youth who came in with nothing. You know, I've been sleeping in the park for the last 6 months, down to now he's working for a trucking company. We help him get his trucking license. We have the ones that might be bouncing around still, but they're not using as much as they were. They're not involved with the same type of people they were before. There's another said, okay, you're going to give me 3 years for free rent. Okay, so let me see my life goal. I know it's supposed to be 4 or 5 years. I'm going to try to finish it in three, because the fact that I don't have rent and you're going to feed me, I don't have a grocery bill, this is going to be a great help. So let me jam pack as much as I can. We have a peer that we hired. She was homeless and she was our client here, and she ended up being one of our staff members. Maybe by getting to know our youth, they'll understand that it's beyond just and be young or lazy. They look physically fit, but I want people to understand that it's just more than just being homeless. Homeless is just the product of all these other things that they're going through.
Our young podcasters will then have the opportunity to find their voice, right? Because they are defined by more than just their situation. They are more than homeless. What do they want to talk about? What is their native talent? Are they a journalist, a creative writer, a humorist, a musician? They will tell the stories that they want to tell in the way that they want to tell them. And to accomplish that, we have a team of professional media artists that are going to work one-on-one with the Tay. When I first started working with The Village, and I kept hearing this term, the Tay, the Tay, the Tay, I thought it was really odd, but now I'm so used to it, and I think it's really kind of cool because it's like a sci-fi name for a race of beings, or like a tribal name. So here's this group of insular kids that often rely on each other, homeless and surviving out there on the margins all on their own. And it's kind of cool to give them a badass name, the Tay. And last, but certainly not least, to culminate and celebrate our series, the Tay will create a public mural with muralist Levi Ponce to experience owning physical space by creating art. We also want to shout out a big hello to the kids at the Social Justice Learning Institute in Inglewood, where we did the very first Changing the Narrative with our friend Daniel Castillo, and the now ninth graders who worked with us on the last Changing the Narrative at Vaughan Next Century Learning in Pacoima. We love you and we miss you. And of course, here's a shout out to our ongoing podcasting team, Victoria Benitez, Angie B., Daniela Catalan, and Laz Maiman. You can check out all of the past Changing the Narrative projects and our ongoing stories at connectpod.net. Our theme song is True by Haunted Horses NYC, whom you can also find on Spotify. We would also like to thank NBC4 Telemundo, the Max Factor Family Foundation, and UCLA Kaiser Permanente. And for our audio lab, Rastanea Records and Elizabeth Forsyth Haley. And Kenny and Kevin for putting it together. And thank you for listening. Changing the Narrative, Unhoused Youth. We can't wait to meet you. Stay tuned.